Vito and Dupa, a friendship made in. Vito comes to Lowell. He's 19 years old. He's never had a job. He has no idea how he's going to survive, but he knows he will. He has to. Vito has a destiny, a purpose in life. What that purpose was still unknown. He thought to himself that he was never going to be called a nothing again. He had never worked a job, so he didn't know what he was going to do that day when he came into Lowell on that bus. He walked around town, scoping out the area. He had never been to Lowell before. The lowlifes of Lowell would hang out on Appleton Street and Gorham Street, where there was a porno shop. Vito had 20 bucks in his pocket his old man had given him. He stopped at Elliott's and got two Lincolns, the term used there for a hot dog with relish on the bottom and mustard on top. That night he slept in a Salvation Army box, but there wasn't any clothes in it. That was all right because it was summer. But when he woke up at 11 o'clock the next morning, it was hot as an oven in there. He took off his pants and took off his underwear because he had shit his pants overnight. He left them in the corner of the box and climbed out. This was the day that he was going to start making something of himself. 2 weeks before his father died, Vito had dropped out of the ninth grade. He was 19. He had stayed back once in the eighth grade and two times in the ninth. In the ninth grade, Vito was already thinking of selling drugs to make money. So now he's in Lowell and he goes off to face his first full day in the city.